This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. President Donald Trump has made his first statement since Wednesday's riot at the U.S. Capitol, denouncing those who stormed the building and promising those who broke the law will be prosecuted. In a video posted to his Twitter account, Trump said the demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol had defiled the seat of American democracy.
To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
Trump, who at a rally on Wednesday encouraged demonstrators to march on the Capitol and later said he loved those who took part in the rioting, said Thursday, "We must get on with the business of America." Trump said his focus would turn to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. He said the moment calls for healing and reconciliation. The president ended by saying to his supporters, in his words, "Our incredible journey is only just beginning." The head of the U.S. Capitol Police has announced that he will resign. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
Chief Stephen Sund, the head of the U.S. Capitol Police, will resign effective January 16th in another consequence of Wednesday's breach of the Capitol by a mob of pro-Trump protesters. Sund admitted Capitol Police did not expect a violent attack. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for Sund to step down, and a person familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press confirmed his resignation. Sund is not alone. The chief security officer for the House of Representatives resigned Thursday, and Senator Chuck Schumer says he'll fire the Senate sergeant-at-arms when he assumes the role of majority leader. Mike Gracia, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Donald Trump should immediately be removed from office or Congress may proceed to impeach him. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
Even though he only has 13 days left,
any day can be a horror show.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the president very dangerous. She and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer are among those calling on Vice President Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and force the president out of office. If not,
the Congress may be prepared to move forward with impeachment.
Moments earlier, President-elect Biden blamed the president for unleashing an all-out attack on the nation's democratic institutions, saying those who committed violence were not protesters.
They were a riotous mob, insurrectionists, domestic terrorists.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization is warning the European region is probably in the most acute phase of COVID-19 transmission, and drastic measures must be taken to control the spread of the pandemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO Regional Director for Europe, Hans Kluge, says the year ahead offers new opportunities and tools, such as vaccines, for controlling the pandemic. At the same time, he notes, new challenges posed by the virus itself are of great concern.
22 countries in the WHO European region have detected this new variant. This variant is of concern as it has increased transmissibility. So far, we understand there is no significant change to the disease this variant produces.
Kluge says the new viral strain spreads across all age groups and children do not appear to be at higher risk. Over time, he says, the variant may replace other lineages, as seen in Britain and Denmark. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Boeing has reached a hefty settlement over a criminal charge that it defrauded safety regulators about the 737 MAX jet. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The Justice Department says Boeing has agreed to a $2.5 billion settlement that includes money for crash victims' families, airline customers, the airlines that bought the planes, and a fine. Two crashes, one in 2018, killed 346 people. After the planes were grounded in 2019, Boeing redesigned an automated flight control system blamed in both crashes. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
An update on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.69%, the S&P added 1.48%, and the NASDAQ gained 2.56%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.